there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, always an honor, always a pleasure, is Albert Pujols. Albert, thank you so much for joining us, especially on a game day. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me once again.
Albert, I got like goosebumps, man, hearing all the highlights and stuff. I know that you did this a couple of years ago. You came back with the Angels. You hit a home run. Every at-bat was a standing O. But is it still like you're wearing Dodger blue, which, by the way, looks crazy weird, but you wear it well. Like, how weird was it being back yesterday, hearing the fans yelling, "We want Albert" during the game?
I mean, it was exciting. I mean, it's just... appreciate, the fans. That's why they're the best fans in baseball. I mean, it just brings a lot of memories, coming back here and just talking with the guys about it. And we were just all laughing about it, and some of the guys were giving Dave Roberts, head nod, in trouble. But it was just good to be back and, just be part of the atmosphere, And like I say, a couple of days ago, people were, I'm coming back to St. Louis once again. But at the end of the day, I think the fans get to see two great teams and two great organizations, going at it, for the next couple of days here. And that's something that I think we all should appreciate.
Albert, how many tickets do you have to leave when you come back to St. Louis?
A lot.
Albert's playing for free this weekend.
I definitely don't want to see my paycheck next month.
That's coming right out. No, it is.
That's okay. I'll take it.
Albert, it is like really fun, man, when you look at it, because the Dodgers, man, we know how good that you guys have been, and it's been so fun to just watch you and the energy and the excitement that you play with. So you come over from the Angels to the Dodgers, and you have like Dave Roberts, I would assume, and I'd love to hear it from you. Like, sit you down and say, Albert, this is what we want from you. This is the role. And your role has been just killing left-handed pitching, being a great teammate. Like, what has that transition been like for you, knowing over with the Dodgers, like, your role is specifically, hey, you're the left-handed guy?
Yes. And, I mean, that was something that, I mean, one of our San Luis favorite players that walked through and was a hero here in 2011, David Fritz. You know, that was something that they told me about it. This is the role that we need you this year, and that they were all in front with me and told me, the time that, and yes, early when I got to the organization, I play a lot. Now my playing time have kind of, take a little toll, but that's a great thing because we have great team. I mean, when you look around our lineup, I mean, we have all-star guys, starting every day, and there's not any easy outs, and it's pretty excited. So that was something that communication has always been huge, since your day one, 3.5 months ago when I signed here. And I'm really excited. I'm getting, early was tough, to get in that role, pinch hit, once here and there. But I got used to and prepared myself every night to, if I'm in the lineup, great. If I'm not, just be ready to pinch hit, because that's my role that I'm playing right now.
Yeah, Albert, you talk about, accepting your role and adjusting and things like that. How has that adjustment been for you to go from, every day out there and now you have certain roles where you're in there against the lefties and, like Brad said, you're crushing lefties right now. But how has that adjustment been for you from going from, every day to now just playing where they need you?
Yeah. And I think, I go once again, part of it was the communication and the game plan. I mean, they were in front with me and tell me that this is my role that I was going to play with. And I was really excited first to have the opportunity, another door, another great organization like the Dodgers, when I cleared waivers, I didn't even thought, the Dodgers was even in the radar, and they were the first team that called. So I was really excited. You know, just the only thing that I had to adjust is the drive from Anaheim now to Dodger Stadium. It's a little bit far, you know, it's 45 miles, but really, it didn't take me too long. I think, you know, part of that is, you know, having a great team. I feel like I've been part of this organization the whole year already, and you know, and it's pretty awesome, you know, when you look around and you see, you know, Turner, Kershaw, you know, Max, and David Price, all the veteran guys, plus the young players that we have. It reminds me, you know, when I was across the hall, you know, in the Cardinals locker room, you know, and we had the veteran mix with the young guys, and pretty much the organization reminds me like the Cardinals organization, how things go about it. And, you know, I play against the Dodgers for 20 years, you know, that I've been in the leagues, and now I see why they had the success that they have, because the preparation, how they go about it, and, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Albert Pujols joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Albert, can you dive deeper into what you just said? I find it fascinating because you played here for a long time, obviously, had great success here, and the Cardinals are certainly one of the upper echelon teams when it comes to baseball. You go to Anaheim, very talented team. But when you get to the Dodgers, what is it about the Dodgers organization specifically that they do that has produced just this consistent winning?
Well, I think everything will start from the top. You know, they believe in the players, you know, from the top, from the owners to our GM, to the president, to the manager, to our coaches, and everything. Obviously, the dominoes fall off, you know, because I think at the end of the day, everything had to start from the top. And I think, you know, you have to be part of the organization to look at it. I never thought, why those guys had the success that they have? Why they've been in so many World Series over the last 5 or 6 years? Why they've been in the playoff? And I'm sure that's the same way when I was my 11 year in St. Louis. People never know why it was. I think it was the preparation that started with Tony, you know, with Walt Jokery, you know. And I think everything started from the top to be able to have a success and be on the same page. And I think that's something, you know, that takes more than just the players. You know, it takes the coaches, the clubhouse staff, everybody being on the same page for you to win a championship.
Albert, you spent 10 years with the Angels. And look.
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half. Excuse me. You know I'm not good at math, okay? 9.5 years with the Angels. But look, we've seen you over the years, right? Rookie of the Year, 3 MVPs, like overall. But when I think about Albert Pujols, man, when I think about you, I think about October. I think about postseason baseball. I think about that guy as the guy that is going to drive us to a championship because you were that guy for so many years in St. Louis. One time in your tenure in Anaheim, you had the opportunity to go to the postseason. So now you find yourself on a team that's battling it out for the division title again. You and the Giants have been jockeying back and forth. Mm-hmm. How exciting is that for you, knowing that October baseball is right here on the doorstep?
Well, really excited because that's what you play for. I mean, that's what the fans, you know, come and watch you and root for you. I mean, so you can have a chance of that championship trophy, you know, at the end of the year. And I mean, hopefully we are one of those 18, you know, that are going at it, you know, in October, and hopefully we can take it all the way like these guys did last year. And you know that at the end of the year, you know, that's all the training, all the hard work, you know, it's for that, for to raise that championship trophy at the end of the season. And I think, you know, having that opportunity with this ball club is great. We all know that. We know the talent. We know the ability that we have here. We have depth. But I think, as you know, nobody's going to lay out the red carpet for you, and you can go through it. You have to earn that. And for us, that's something that we're going to have to battle the next, 26, 27 games we have left. And hopefully, you know, we end up winning the division, and we'll be ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I wonder how much on a day-to-day basis, how much that is almost not harped on, but I look at that team, I look at your team and say all the talent that you talked about, man, Scherzer, Kershaw, Betts, Turner, Seager, Bellinger. I mean, you guys, obviously Mookie. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. This team is crazy. To be in a one-game wild card almost feels criminal. So when you're looking at it, it's been such a great season, but you guys are hungrier right now, I would think, than ever before, knowing you don't want to be in that game, correct?
Yeah, I think every team, you know, don't want to be a wild card. Your goal is to try to win the division, you know, and that's something that I think every team drives for, you know. you want to win the division, have the opportunity, you know, to be in the playoff, best of five, and then from there you move on to the next round and then the next round. But, yeah, as you know, I mean, wild card is something that anything can happen in one game. But also, if that's the case for us, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to be ready. We have the right guy and we have the right team. But I think our mind and our focus right now is continue to win games. And we see at the end of the day, you know, who's going to stand on top of that division. And then we go from there.
Albert, we talked to you before the season started, and we asked you, you know, how you felt, if you felt like you were ready to go, everything was healthy on you. As you approach now the towards the end of the season here, how are you feeling physically? I know your role has been, you know, lightened mm-hmm. a little bit with the Dodgers, but how are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel strong. I mean, a lot of rest, so I'm getting my. It's almost to me like I feel like yes, I'm in the season, but I'm also in my off season training. You know, because I had to train pretty much every day. I train, you know, 6 times a week. You know, with 1 day off in between. So that's something that I continue to do. I don't gonna change my workout no matter what kind of role I have. You know, whether it's a pinch hitter, whether it's tonight being in the lineup. You know, so. At the end of the day, my preparation and my routine, I don't change that. So I feel great. I feel strong. I feel good. I'm excited. I mean, I feel like, you know, being part of this organization that wants to be drive and try to get a win another World Series, I'm really excited for all that. So I think, you know, having this opportunity is a blessing, and I thank God for giving me once again another opportunity to be in a great organization, hopefully be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and look, there's obviously work to be done and mm-hmm. games to be played, but the fact that you feel good physically and you're only 22 home runs away from, I think, the Magic 700, are we looking at next year at all?
Well, I made that decision after the season. I think I mentioned you guys.
I tried, Albert. I had to try, you know?
I feel good. I think that's a decision, you know, that I'm going to have to revisit and talk to my family and my kids. I feel good. I don't think... I feel like hanging the jersey, yeah, but we see at the end of the season. You know, I said, and I'm going to continue to say, for 20 years, I never, you know, when I was in the LSI, I never played for numbers. My goal every day was to help our organization to win championship. I was able to accomplish that, you know, 2 out of 3, being in the World Series, win two over there, and here, too, having the opportunity again, I'm going to try to do my best to help this organization to win. And you know, it's never been, I think one thing that really helped my career is it's just never been about me. It's about the jersey that I represent, representing God, giving the opportunity, gifting talent, and take it out there and trust it. And I feel that I can continue to play great. If I feel that tomorrow I wake up and I say I'm done, then I'm done, and nobody can change that. But I'm going to walk on my turn. You know, nobody's going to tell me when to retire or when to quit or when to throw the towel. You know, I think if I'm feeling good, and that's something that I say a few months back when I signed here, I feel that I still have, you know, some gasoline in that tank. And obviously, you know, I have. So, but that decision is going to have to be at the end of the year, you know, and there's no time to rush. You know, I've been waiting, playing this game for 20 plus years. And I don't want to rush it in 1 month or 2 months or 1 day.
Well, and I hear you talk about that too, Albert, and it gets me thinking, obviously, about a couple of your really good friends, Yadier Molina. Now, Yadi did sign a contract for 2022. Excited to see him back. Adam mm-hmm. Wainwright is still, like you, kind of contemplating what this future might end up looking like. Last time mm-hmm. out, those two guys, Albert, it was the 300th start between Yadi and Waino. When you still see them doing what they're doing, at the level that they're doing it, how does that make you feel?
Really excited, because I see what goes in every day through their preparation and dedication that those guys have put in, you know, for so long. Being part of that and seeing it with my own eyes is just excited, happy for, you know, Yadi, you know, getting another year, coming back, finish his career here. Hopefully Wainwright comes back, finish his career here. I mean, what he's doing right now this year is pretty excited, you know, when everybody thought that he was done, and, you know, but the dedication, the hard work that he put in, and then he's been one of the best pitchers the second half. So it's really excited. Happy for those guys. You know, I still stay in touch with them, always rooting for them. You know, when I'm away, I won't be rooting for them the next couple of days here. But I, you know, that's something that I think I treasure forever is the relationship, you know, that you built, and that's something that nobody can take that away from you. So really excited, you know, to see the year that they having, and you know, hopefully Aaron can come back next year and, you know, finish his career here.
Get the band back together. You know, everybody involved. You come along too, Albert, if you
team,
want
Albert.
To. Yeah, whoever. Albert, man, hey, we're so pumped up that you joined us today, man. We root for you. We wish you all the best. And look, it's going to be a fantastic series. As you mentioned, a couple of good teams battling it out. We appreciate your time, my man. We'll see you at the ballpark, and thanks again.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. And then hopefully see you guys soon.
Thanks, Albert.
All right.
All right, that's Albert Pujols. You're in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. By the way, he is hitting third tonight.
Yeah, he is.
So he's in the Dodger lineup, playing first, hitting third. So you have an opportunity if you went to the ballpark yesterday, but you're going to be down there again tonight. You will see Albert Pujols play tonight.